Yo, what's up, yo? This is Behind the Language, and guess what? For episode 52, I'm bringing up a topic that might be painful for a few people out there, but I've got to confess a little something. I grew up not being crazy about the Beatles at all. Well, but I'll spare you from my banality, and I will let you know that I've changed my mind a wee bit. Yo, what up, everybody? How you doing? Look, I'm back. I know what you're thinking. You go like this, man. Why is teacher Rodrigo speaking like that? I know he doesn't have a British accent. I know he cannot do that British accent very well. I know he's faking it. I know that. Okay, I was just playing, okay? I was just playing. But there is something serious about what I just said. This is episode 52, which means that I'm really happy to be here. Look at this, man. We've been here together 52 times. Isn't that crazy? That is amazing. And look, one thing that I have to let you know is the fact that I really didn't grow up crazy about the Beatles. You know, I know a lot of people out there might be like this. Oh, come on, but Beatles is the best band that's ever, you know, happen. You know, the Beatles has revolutionized the music in the world. Beatles were the kings of the 60s and 70s, man. Come on. Okay, I understand that. I'm not saying that the Beatles were not important. I'm not saying that they have become legend in the world and they revolutionized the music industry. I'm not saying that because I know that. What I'm trying to say here is that we all have, you know, this personal choice, right? You know, I know some people might be like, no, okay, everybody has to like this or has to speak like that or has to do stuff a certain way. But you know, there are varieties, diversity, variants, you know, different styles, different genres. And, you know, we do have our own choices. Okay, so, well, before we go anywhere, you know the deal. I gotta thank y'all for being here with me. You know, this is BTL, which stands for Behind the Language. And BTL wouldn't be as big as it is if it weren't for all of y'all coming here, listening to the podcast, participating, you know, answering the questions. So I'm grateful for having all of you here. So if you're here for the first time, welcome to Behind the Language. Don't hate on me because I said I was not crazy about the Beatles, okay? Listen to the podcast. Listen to the full episode and you will understand why I said that. And since I'm talking about the Beatles in here, I need to talk about two amazing teachers that really love the Beatles. The first one is my brother, Leo, from Minas Gerais. You know, Leo, you know the deal. Today, he's a photographer, but he used to be an English teacher, and he is amazing. He's a friend of mine. He was the guy who took my pictures with my wife, Natalie. So, Leo, this episode is dedicated to you. And also, a shout out to my partner, teacher Fabio Merim. He's a huge fan of the Beatles as well, and he knows a whole lot about them. So y'all should check both of them out. And, you know, here is the place where we talk about so many different topics, right? You know, Fabio Merim, he has a podcast as well here in English in Brazil. He's my partner here in English in Brazil. So just go there, check him out. And this is what I was trying to say. We have different people enjoying different stuff, doing different things. I'm teacher Rodrigo Norato, and you're listening to your dose of English and culture. This is where we go beyond the language. That's where we talk about some, you know, personal choices. That's where I share, you know, part of my experience with y'all. And I try to open your mind to, you know, other experiences too. You don't only learn about English itself, but also about showbiz, culture, and people. So please help this episode go around the world by sharing it with everybody you can. Go ahead and spread the word. Tag me on Instagram at teacher.rodrigonorato. And don't forget to follow our amazing team of English teachers at English in Brazil. So are you guys ready for that? Oh, and by the way, you might have been asking yourself that question. Hey, teacher, man, I saw that in the beginning of the podcast, you were speaking more with the British accent, man. How can you do that? How can you pull that one out? Well, you know, I have a pronunciation course with teacher Karina Fregoso. This is called Pronunciation Masters, and you can find the link to the course in the description of this episode. So just go right there, you know, check the link, read everything, watch our video, and if you're interested, if you want to speak better, if you want to know more about the variants of the English language, if you want to know more about the vowel sounds, the consonant sounds, how to speak more fluently, how to make connections, how to make your English sound more natural, this course is for you. All right, so just go there and check it out. But now let's talk about the Beatles. Yeah, so as I told you before, I was not a big fan of the Beatles, you know, but we have to understand, you know, how big they are. The Beatles was a band that was formed in Liverpool in England back in 1960s. All right, 1960, many things were going on, you know, including, you know, that was just right after the World War II, right? The World War II had finished, what, 15 years before that. So the world was very bipolar, right? So you had this USSR on one side, the United States on the other side. You had, you know, the socialist, communist this side, and then you have the capitalist this side. And then we had so many movements going on in the world, including the music movement. You know, in the 60s, we had so many things going on. We had, you know, the military coup d'etat here in Brazil in 1964. We had the death of Martin Luther King. We had wars in Asia. We had so many things, right? You know, there were so many things going on in the 60s, including the birth of the Beatles. And of course, it revolutionized music with their, you know, innovative sound, you know, the way they played a guitar and also songwriting. And here comes the thing. In the movie Yesterday, Ed Sheeran, you know, Ed Sheeran is one of the best songwriters there is. Ed Sheeran was in this movie Yesterday, and there was a character in there called Jack Malik, the character who played the Beatles songs. In the movie, they competed against each other to see who was the best songwriter, and Ed Sheeran gave up the vote. You know, he was just like this. Well, okay, no, we don't need to vote. No, actually, he said something like this. Hey, we don't need to vote. I thought that I was really good, but yeah, you're better than me. And you know, Jack Malik was playing the Beatles song. You know, I'm not going to spoil the movie because hopefully after this podcast, you go there and watch the movie. But you will understand why Jack Malik was playing the Beatles song and everybody thought that it was his song. And that, you know, Ed Sheeran giving up the vote sends us a message, right? Ed Sheeran is a great songwriter, as I mentioned, but even so, he would never say that he is better than the Beatles. If you asked me whose songs I like best, I'd say Ed Sheeran's, okay? Because, you know, they are modern, you know, songs that connect me to certain memories, you know, I like them better. But let's talk about the Beatles before I tell you what happened to me. So these guys got together, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, and they became icons in the 60s, you know, and icons of the 1960s counterculture, and their influence spans generations. I mean, you see kids singing that song, you see adults, young adults, elderly, you know, everybody knows at least one song by this group. And that has shaped pop culture in a certain way and left a strong mark on the history of music, and we have to admit that. That's something we better recognize because it is what it is, right? So I've already said that I was not into the Beatles. I think that happened because I didn't really give it a go with an open mind and heart, okay? So I think this is basically what happened to me. But you know what? There are a few songs that I like today, okay? Nowadays, I kind of listen to some of them and I was just like, wow, okay. Well, you know, some others that aren't really, you know, music to my ears, I would say, but you know, some of them really are. Some of them, I was just like, wow, I kind of like that song. I kind of dig it. So let me tell you how I started to change my mind about the Beatles. Well, this goes back in the day. I grew up listening to black music in general. Jackson 5, Aretha Franklin, Nina Simone, James Brown, and of course my favorite, American hip hop in general. The Beatles were not part of my playlist or my parents' playlist for that matter. So I wouldn't have any, I would say, effective memory with those songs. You know what I'm saying? It's not like those songs that you listen to and say, oh, this song reminds me of my dad, or this song reminds me of me and my sister playing outside, or this song reminds me of my grandmother when she cooked those delicious cookies. You know what I'm saying? When she baked them. No, that was no connection. However, when I started learning English, I was 17 years old, you already know that. My teacher, back in the day, would only play songs by two bands, either the Beatles or Bee Gees. I kind of like the Bee Gees, okay? I mean, you know, but it's, how deep is your love? You know, I like that song, but I didn't really like the Beatles. Well, in 2019, I was flying back from the UK. United Kingdom. That was my first time in the UK. Okay, so that's the beginning of that change. You know, not that I became a person who's crazy about him, okay? I mean, don't fall for that. Well, once you experience something that is so amazing and you see that something is so connected to it, you might want to give it a try. Remember, I talked about the effective memory that sometimes you know, that song reminds you of moments, people. You know, I didn't have that connection with Beatles until 2019. Well, that's 5 years ago, okay? When I went to the UK, you know, I visited so many places, you know, different buildings, areas. In 2019, I had only been to London. I hadn't gone to any different cities, but it was okay. By the time I was flying back home, I'd been to pubs, I'd seen shirts, posters, and a few people with the same hairstyle. I was like, wow, the Beatles were really something else for a lot of these people here. That's what I said when I was in London back in 2019. Then on the plane, I was scrolling down the screen, you know, looking for a series or a movie to watch. And that's when I found the flick called Yesterday. You know, the one I just mentioned. I was like, what? The universe has put it all together like that? You know, first I got to see the UK, then the pubs and the people. I got to listen to their amazing, unique accents. Then, you know, I'm excited about this place. I get on a plane and Yesterday was the movie that popped up on the screen. I was like, okay, well, let me watch it. And I decided to watch it. And guess what, y'all? I loved the movie. And I was like, I should give the Beatles a try. So, bam, here I am. Not really a fan, but I got a couple songs on my playlist, such as Rocky Raccoon. You know, that's a song that I really appreciate. Yesterday, which happened to be, you know, the first song that I listened to and I really, really liked. The classic Hey Jude, you know, and some of the, I would say, more agitated, animated, exciting songs like Let Me Hold Your Hand or Ticket to Ride or Help. And of course, Let It Be, which is a super famous one, right? Oh, I can't forget this one. I also like Here Comes the Sun. Here comes the sun. Oh, that's a nice song. That's a really nice song. But I saved the best for last, which is my top one, my favorite. This one is called Hard Day's Night. And guess what? I have an effective memory with that song. Back in 2012, I opened up my school here in Belo Horizonte. used to be called Achieve Languages. And, you know, back in the day when I was trying to, you know, become an entrepreneur, you know, to open up the school and stuff, we didn't really have money to pay for a contractor company to build everything for us, to paint the house and stuff. So we were the people painting, my partners and I. So we're painting the walls, we're cleaning everything. And then one of my partners played that song. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. I wanna get home to you, and something like that. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe I'm enjoying the Beatles. That was way before 2019. That was back in 2012, okay? But I was still not open to listening to the other songs. And, well, here I am, 12 years later, talking about the Beatles, dedicating one podcast episode to the Beatles. Regarding the songs, I know there are others out there. I know there are so many songs that I haven't mentioned, and I know that you might love them too, but what's the point of this podcast episode? What is the idea behind it? What is the idea behind what I'm saying? Well, it is to show you that if you open your mind to listen to watch, and to read different things, you might not get stuck in that old mindset you have. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to show you that I was this person, and I am this person until today for so many other things. But you might break down prejudice that you might have dragged on with you for so long. That was my prejudice. Ah, come on, the Beatles for the old people. This is not songs for the youngsters like me. But I decided to change that based on my personal experiences. My trip to the UK and the movie yesterday made me want to give the Beatles another try. But here is my set of questions for you to sleep on. I've written here, I'm gonna read three questions for you. And then I'm gonna share some of my, you know, experiences, you know, things that, you know, I used to not like without even knowing, because I was just judging things. I was prejudging. That's what prejudice is all about. I'm gonna share that. So question number one is, how many times have you not tried something new because other people told you it wasn't good or worth your time? Think about it. Those are questions for you to sleep on. That means for you to reflect on, for you to think about. I'll ask you one more time. How many times have you not tried something new because other people told you it wasn't good or worth your time? This has happened to me a few times. You know, things like that. Oh, I really want to go to New York City. And they go, like, oh my God, New York City. Why would you want to go there? It's just like Sao Paulo, man. It's a big city, traffic, noise, pollution, you know, impolite people. I'm not saying that Sao Paulo's got impolite people, okay? This is what they told me about New York City. And then I was just like this, well, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to go to New York. And then when I went to New York City, guess what? Best place in the world. I loved it. So it doesn't mean that if they didn't have a good experience, you are going to have a bad experience. You know what I'm saying? So go there and do it. Do it yourself. Have your own experience. So the question is, how many times have you not tried something new because other people told you it wasn't good or worth your time? Well, don't base your life on their experiences. Go ahead and do it. Second one, have you ever judged a book by its cover, but when you read it, you were actually impacted positively? And by judge a book by its cover, don't take that literally only. It could be a literal meaning. Like, you look at a book, you see the cover and say, oh my God, this book might be terrible. Look at this cover. And then when you read it and say, oh my God, that's such a great book. I have a book like that. I didn't like the cover, but I read it and I was impressed and I loved it. It's called Um Certo Capitão Rodrigo. That was one of my first books to read in college. I hated the cover, loved the story. But when you judge a book by its cover, it's an expression to say that you judge things or people before you actually know them, you know, before you actually have real information about them. Well, there are a few things that I've judged before, and then when I actually gave it a go, gave it a chance, gave it a try, I was impacted positively. All right, and question number three, are you open to new experiences, or are you more conservative on your choices? So, you know, I always go to Miami and the United States in general, so I don't think I should go to Europe. Man, go to Europe, experience it. I don't know, this thing's about the Asians. I don't know if I should go to, you know, Korea, Japan, China. You know, I don't know about that. Go ahead and do it. Travel there. Go have that experience. But this is what I think you should be doing, okay? These are some questions for you to think about. I would really love to hear your answers. And you have a chance, you can always send me a message on my Instagram at teacher.rodrigonorato. I'll be very happy to answer all of your questions. And, you know, there were a few things that I didn't want to do because of prejudice. But when I gave it a go, I was surprised. And I'm going to share them with you before I go anywhere. First one, Game of Thrones. You know, the series Game of Thrones was the series that everybody was talking about. Oh, you should watch this. Oh, you're going to love it. It's incredible. Oh my God, don't fall in love with any character because, you know, usually they die. And, you know, everybody was talking about this. I was just like, really? Me? Watching series, like long series about kings and queens and princesses and dragons? Oh no, this is not for me. This might be for some teenagers. You know, the same thing happened to me about Harry Potter. I was watching Harry Potter for the first time 2 years ago, and I'm 38 years old, so I was 36 when I watched for the first time. And that was crazy because, you know, before that, I thought, Harry Potter is just like some kids stuff. Man, when I watched that and I started understanding the story, I was just like this, man, this is a masterpiece. This is something very well written, very well produced. And then I ended up going to the parks. You know, I wanted to know more, but I confess, I don't want to read the books because they're too long. And I already know the story. I've got something else to read. Another series was The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead was something that I was like, no, zombies, really? Okay, no, I'm not gonna watch it. First time I saw my wife watching it, she was not my wife back then. I was like, hey, what are you watching? She was like, oh, this is The Walking Dead. I said, really? Is this the thing about the zombie? And she was like, yeah, that's the thing about the zombie, the thing that you didn't want to watch. I say, hold on a second, hold on, I'm watching it. And she was like, oh, really? You like it? I was like, yeah, what season are you in? She was like, season 8. I said, wow. Okay, would you rewind a little bit and you start watching that with me? And she was like, really? Are you going to give it a try? I gave it a try. And that is definitely one of my favorite series of all times. The fourth, of course, because you got Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, The Walking Dead, and of course, The Beatles. You know, The Beatles, you already know the story. You know, another thing that I was just like this, well, you know, I'm an adult. I should not really go there. Disney World. And when I did, I cried like a baby. I was emotional. You know, I was having a good time. So if you are an adult, just like me, and you didn't have a chance to go to Disney when you were a kid or a teenager, and now you look at yourself and you go, oh, I'm too old for that. Forget about it. Go to Disney World. Some people have the chance to go when they're kids, when they're teenagers. Some other people just don't have that chance. And that was my case. So I went to Disney World and I fell in love with that place. I want to go back. It's amazing. You're going to see something that you've never seen before. It's amazing. Another little something that I gave a try, and I would never give it a try because I didn't even like the way you looked, was zucchini. You know zucchini? Zucchini is a vegetable. In Portuguese, zucchini is called abobrinha. It's something that I would never eat. I was just like this, hell no. If my mom came up with zucchini on my plate, I was just like this, I don't want to give it a try, mom. I'm sorry, but I don't like this. Nowadays, I eat it like a baby. But okay, I got to give credits to my wife because she cooks it really well. She does it in a different way. You know, my wife is looking at me right now. She's like, oh, thank you. I know, she cooks it really well. And that's why I love zucchini today. I don't know if I love all kinds of zucchini, but the one my wife makes is incredible. Another thing that I decided to give it a try and I fell in love with it, SUVs. You know, SUVs, the cars. For me now, fun cars have to be sports or sedan. Those are nice cars. And then when I had my first SUV, I was just like, hold on a second. It's really nice and it feels great to be up here. And then, you know, I've been driving an SUV for a while now. Another thing was mashed potato on a hot dog. I was just like this, are you crazy? Who would do such thing? Mashed potato on a hot dog? And people in Osasco do that. People in São Paulo do that. I was just like, okay, well, I'm here. Let me give it a try. And then later, I was just like this. Hold on a second, man. Why don't we have mashed potatoes on a hot dog in Minas Gerais too? Because this is delicious. You know, and this is only to name a few. The message is simple. Try your best to break down your prejudices and experience some things you've never imagined you could. You know, watch, you know, a different series, listen to different kinds of music, you know, travel to a different place. Maybe, you know, the best moments of your life are going to happen there, but you just didn't give it a try yet. Okay, so apparently we're coming to the end of another episode of Behind a Language, your dose of English and culture. Make sure you follow me at teacher.rodrigonorato and also at English in Brazil. I'm Rodrigo Norato from English in Brazil. Thank you all very much for being here with us. I'll see you soon.